The nation's newest tax law is good news for farmers and ranchers. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Congress has a couple of tax items left on the table. A vote on permanent death tax repeal is coming up in June, and also in the works is a tax bill that would help increase the production of domestic energy. But one that farmers are now glad is on the books deals with capital gains. Jonna Miller has more.
The newest tax law on the books keeps lower capital gains tax rates in place for two more years through 2010. American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says that's good news for farmers and ranchers.
80% of what a farmer needs to run his business is a capital asset. That means when he sells it, he pays capital gains taxes. When that tax is high, it's harder for him to sell the things he doesn't need to raise the cash to buy the things he does.
And Wolf says any help is appreciated these days.
This is a tough spring for farmers, especially since energy prices have gone through the roof. The relief from capital gains taxes that this bill provides will go a long way to helping farmers and ranchers stay in business.
Wolf says the tax law offers other relief, too.
The bill also contains a provision that will help farmers pay for the equipment that they need to run their business. It's called small business expensing. Farmers will be able to write off more of the cost of their equipment when they buy it, instead of having to wait a lot of years to depreciate it over time.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, Wolf says farming and ranching is a long-term business, and it's real difficult with tax rates that go up and down. And she says because Congress put a little certainty into the situation and said that the top capital gains tax rates will be 15% through 2010, that will definitely help farmers and ranchers as they navigate through tough financial times. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us back Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.